At the time that I'm recording this episode, families across the United States are losing their extended benefits that they qualified for during the spring of 2020 when the COVID pandemic first hit. Right now, families are also waiting anxiously as Congress debates the next financial package that they're going to put together to address the coronavirus pandemic and hopefully help manage the damage that it's done to the economy. What's really begun to piss me off, however, is the way that people are talking about that additional $600 weekly benefit that people have received during this time. Grab a drink and sit down because I'm about to share some thoughts, and it's long overdue that someone says something about that extra $600. I will use Colorado for most of my examples and share when data comes from a different source. Basically, I'm sick of you guys bitching about the $600. We're going to talk about it. Not really editing this episode too much, so heads up, let's do this. Shared the benefits that people would receive from the CARES Act, that information was received with a huge sigh of relief by families who were both directly and indirectly affected by the pandemic. With restaurants closed, events shut down, event venues shuttered, sports gone, millions of people lost their jobs permanently. Then the waiting game began. Between understanding the reality of the moment that we were in and the reality that this thing could be around for a hell of a lot longer than we ever would have anticipated, all of us went through those feelings of grief and mourning our old normal and dealing with this new reality that, quite frankly, a lot of people are still fighting against. Kind of like swimming upstream, you get really tired, but you know, if you want to keep swimming upstream, go for it. But then I started to hear the following from other people about that extra $600 a month that was being granted to individuals who received unemployment during this time. Things like, we're paying people more to stay home than to work. Basically, they're earning more on unemployment. Or people are taking advantage of the system. Other things that I love to hear, not. People are being deterred from wanting to work. And finally, employees are being deterred from returning to the work that they did before. Basically, that they're not wanting to return to the jobs that they were working before. Here are some of the things that I have been wanting to say to people for a while, addressing these thoughts and comments. The American citizens receiving unemployment benefits have paid into the freaking system. You know that thing called taxes that people pay? They're paying to be able to use the unemployment benefit. For many people, especially people of color working jobs with the public, they are very aware of the risk to their health if they return to the old job that they used to do. The majority of people want to work. It's where many people connect with community, have purpose as related to their skills and projects that they work on, and quite honestly, get their freaking health benefits that they're going to need right now if they get COVID. So a lot of you guys are talking a lot of shit, but you're not really thinking deeply. Okay, let's be clear. In the US, most people get their health insurance, just that one thing alone, their health insurance benefits connected to their job. If they don't have a job, they basically probably don't have health insurance. Let's just start with that. And quite frankly, your work opportunity may not be the opportunity that people want to return to. Let me say that one more time so that you can hear it louder in the back. The job that many people were working before may not be the job that they would like to return to and work moving forward. Did you hear? Did you hear me say that? I did. Because not everyone loves the job that they work. Let's be clear. Unemployment isn't easy. I haven't used unemployment, but it's kind of not difficult to figure out that being unemployed really is difficult. Let's talk about that. In fact, it's like work to be unemployed. And since the Reagan years, Americans seeking unemployment benefits have been subjugated to unspoken bias and eligibility tests that make requesting those benefits that they paid for and paid into a system for a complete pain in the ass. Let's talk about what it's like to use unemployment benefits as I've observed watching other people request them and looking at the website. you have to work your way through antiquated online systems to even make your initial request, depending on the state or county that you live in. Then you have to wait for the request to be approved or denied. If you're denied, then you have to request it again. Once that happens and you've been approved, depending on your state, you might also have fun times, a drug test, or you have to jump through some other ridiculous hoop to prove that you're eligible outside having paid into the system during your working years. So you have to go through all these tests to even be able to use the freaking benefit. Doesn't feel like a benefit, does it? If you're lucky enough to qualify for food benefits in addition to your unemployment benefits, then there might be limits to what you can actually purchase to eat. Now, I don't care what you eat, like it's none of my business, but given that this country has full-on debates about fast food, chicken, and Chipotle, it really is amusing that these are the same people who are telling other people what they can and cannot eat. It's not like you guys are gourmets. Okay, I'm just saying. If you're getting all wrapped up about fast food chicken, then who are you to tell people what to eat? I'm just gonna keep it real. Hopefully, you live in a state that has a decent automatic deposit system for your benefits. If not, who knows what's happening? In Colorado, you have to request your benefits, from what I understand, every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks, you have to put in a request to get your money and from the system that you paid into every 2 weeks. Then your benefits may be delayed for whatever reason. It could be that the government decides to review your benefits. So you could be receiving benefits for a month, and then one day they're just not there. You don't really get notified or anything. They're just, the money's not in your bank account. Great. Recipients must be actively looking for work, which is reasonable, and must report any job offers received. If they receive a job offer, basically they have to accept them or they are at risk of losing their benefit. So what happens is, ideally, people who are on unemployment are only applying for jobs that really would be jobs that they want to work moving forward. The reality is most people are in desperation mode, are freaking out, they're scared, and they're applying for everything. So they may likely end up in another crap situation if they were in a crappy situation before. If they were in a good situation, they were working a really good job and they were like, this was wonderful, I loved what I was doing, I was getting great pay, then those people have the extra issue, which is it might take a while to get hired onto the type of job that you're looking for in the field that you're in. So when I was working at the university, like before I got hired on many billion years ago, it took 4 months for me to go through the actual hiring process. Four. Great job, but 4 months. That was at the time where I was at the tail end of supporting my mom when I was working at Starbucks and going to graduate school and student loans. Yeah, that sucked. 4 months. Now, no, I didn't have unemployment or anything like that. But let me tell you, if I had been on unemployment and I was dealing with all that, it would have sucked. So does any of this sound fun to you? Does that process sound like it's great, like fun times for these people? No, it sucks. Here's the deal. Being unemployed sucks. Just because people worked for you, by the way, for low wages doesn't mean that they want to return to that. Would you? Wouldn't you want something better? The opportunity that you're offering may not be the opportunity that people want. Surprisingly, most people have bigger dreams that you may realize or are reflected by the life that you currently see them living. Other people feel empowered to talk down to you about your finances and financial choices when you're on unemployment. And I think that really sucks. It's none of my business what you do with your money. I'm not your mama. That extra $600 a week benefit has allowed many American citizens to catch up financially, to pay off debt, to create some financial security in their life by creating savings. I know some people who have a significant savings for the first time in their adult lives because they got that benefit and they were able to pay off debt. The other thing that's actually interesting is that benefit, because remember, this is also tied to a pandemic. You know that thing that's killing people? And for white collar workers, it was very interesting because they were able to work from home, right? They were able to work from home. No issues. For blue collar workers who are working jobs that are in front of people, a lot of them were endangered because they were dealing with people and they were the majority of people who got sick and died during this time. This benefit has allowed many people to do is to make better choices for themselves and their families. And I'll be clear, $600 a week, that's not a lot of money. I'm going to break it down in a second. But what really bothers me is it's only about $2,400 a month in additional income. If you're going to take 30% of that after taxes, that's $1,680. That's it. And in a moment when we could be uplifting our fellow citizens and empowering our citizens to have better lives, we're nickel and diming them. And it's pathetic. It's honestly, it's pathetic. It's pathetic to hear people say some of the stuff that I've heard. It's pathetic that our government's reacting in the way that it is. It's just pathetic. And when you look at the financial response from other countries, it reinforces the fact that we're being pathetic. So in Canada, they have a $2,000 a month extended benefit, and it's pretty standard from what I was seeing from other countries. Germany, they've basically increased certain aspects of access to the COVID benefit that they've created. It's pretty generous through December 2020. Spain has introduced what's called a minimal vital income for people who are really at the bottom of the financial scale. So they're so on the edge that the Spanish government's like, this is the minimum that you absolutely need to even be able to live. We're going to provide that. Here's the truth. A large percentage of restaurants, event venues, tourism locales will be closed permanently. I've already begun to see this happen in my town and state. In fact, I heard of another favorite restaurant closing this week. Those jobs are gone. They're not coming back. Even if every unemployed person shifts to working all the available jobs currently, like all the jobs that are available, all the unemployed people, then they shift to those jobs, there's still going to be large numbers of people out of work. The conversation that still isn't being addressed by any of this and hasn't been for years, like we've had this administration just so excited to put down the previous one, whatever. But the thing that's really frustrated me for like 4 years now is no one talks about the following: the skills gap, training, and just getting people prepared for the economy that we have now, which is completely different than what we had before. And that started years ago. The pandemic has basically accelerated a work and productivity trend that I've talked about over the years on this blog and on this podcast. Technology will continue to displace workers, and now the rate will be accelerated because businesses now see what they can do with fewer workers, smaller staff, or basically not even having business space. Like, all these people are like, oh, wait a minute, snap, we don't need a building anymore? Like, our staff, our employees are still working? Let's rethink this. No one is paying attention. No one in the administration is paying attention, it feels like. And it's really annoying. It's annoying because the reality is how business is done in 2020 and beyond is very different than before. And this is something that was happening right under our noses. And now this pandemic has accelerated the trend by like 5 years. And all of this talk about where are people working and blah, 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 and all this, restaurants are going to be smaller moving forward. If I were going into restaurant business after this, I wouldn't have a big ass restaurant space. Are you kidding me? No way. I would actually look into a ghost kitchen, which is a new trend where basically people just order from you. You have a certain amount of orders and you're done, and you can figure out what your incoming income is throughout the week. And you don't have like a major facility that you're paying for. That's going to be a thing. If I were running a business that had staff, I would not have an office. I would probably just go to a co-working space and have a space allocated from there, pay significantly less than before. So what does that mean? That means that how we are doing business and how we are employing people and how many people we need is different. It's gone. It's changed. And no one is being honest about this. And for those of you white collar workers who are being affected by job loss, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking crazy. You know, you're seeing it in your jobs. So for people who are sitting there trying to nickel and dime individuals who are rightfully getting their unemployment benefits and strategizing how to use them to better their lives, sit down. I'm over you. Just sit down. American business is heavily invested in keeping wages and benefits low and profits high. Why? Because it benefits the business. American citizens must now understand that they must always think about their needs first because no one else will. Who are you to question what other people do with the money that they receive when approved for their benefits that they paid into a system in order to receive those benefits? It's not like you aren't giving them anything. Okay, we all pay into a pot of money so that we can use those benefits if needed. Sit down. I'm so sick of it. I'm really pissed off about this. I'm pissed off about this because no one, by the way, is getting rich on unemployment. Use your brain. Here are some numbers to consider what many people's finances looked like prior to the pandemic. So we're talking about this living wage conversation. I'm going to use Colorado as the example. Colorado's minimum wage is $12 an hour. That is $24,960 a year before taxes, or less than $20,000 a year after taxes. That's about $2,080 a month. Denver's average rent is around $1,663. Boulder, which is another town in Colorado, the average rent there is $1,963. Zillow, however, showed that Colorado's average rent is around $2,000 for 1,285 square feet of space. So basically, people are already in the negatives if they're living in the state of Colorado, living on minimum wage full time. That just is honest, right? That's just honest. If you're middle class here, same thing. You're like scraping by. In fact, the last time I checked, I saw a thing that said in order to live in Colorado, you need to make at least $67,000 to $68,000 to live comfortably here. I'm not going to nickel and dime someone $600 a week. I'm not. And I don't think anybody else should either. We're in a pandemic. We are in a once in a 100 year event. We are at the cusp of technology taking away employees' work. And that was happening before the pandemic. I am sounding like a crazy person, but I want you to hear me. Use your brains, people. And for those of you who are like, Michelle, I have been. I'm not talking about you. You, if you've been using your brain, you're like, Michelle, you're preaching to the choir. You get it. You understand it. You hear it. But I'm so angry at how people are being talked down to and it's pissed me off. And I don't get mad like this that often, but it's just built up. Why do I even care? Because a lot of families are about to be hit with a financial tsunami. It's not right to treat people this way. We're in the crosshairs of a once in a 100 year event. Like what? We're in a pandemic. And whether you believe it or not, actually, because the economy got shut down, the whole world shut down. Only in America do we have fools talking about this isn't real. Apparently it's not real for Canada. Apparently it's not real for, Colombia. Apparently it's not real for the United Kingdom. Apparently it's not real for Japan. But only in America do we have a whole bunch of people talking about this isn't real. Okay, fine. It's not real for you. Hopefully you don't get sick too, by the way, or lose your job. But regardless, what is real is we do have a financial situation. Regardless of what you believe, we currently do have a situation that we are needing to deal with. In the second quarter of this year, our GDP dropped 32%. That's like four times higher than the Great Depression. Now, people will nitpick and be like, well, actually, that was annualized instead of like just the quarter. I don't care. 32% in a quarter, that's never happened before. Okay? That's bad. That's bad. Ugh, I'm like so annoyed. So here's the thing. The irony in all of this is now a bunch of wealthy people who've likely never needed to use this benefit are the ones negotiating it with a complete lack of urgency. And that hasn't been lost on me. That hasn't been lost on me. It has not been lost on me that we are a week away from Congress taking their break. They have a break until September. And if they don't get this done, a whole bunch of people are fucked until September if they can even manage to get it done then. Seriously. 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 I am pissed. I'm so pissed. And you should be too, because what if it were you? Maybe people don't care because they don't think it'll be them. But you know what? It could be, and it could be sooner than you think. What if it were you? I always think about that when dealing with people. I treat people the way that I want to be treated. How we are doing people in this moment in time is so wrong. So wrong. You can't tell me otherwise. You can't convince me any other way. On Monday, I'm going to talk about the logic of money versus the emotion of money, because everyone wants to be so logical. But the emotion of money right now, there are a lot of people who are scared out of their minds. There are people that I've seen crying on TV because they're going to be out in the street with their kids. There are people that I could have been. I could have been those people when I was younger with my mom and my parents were divorced. It could have been me. We were lucky. My mom worked her ass off. We didn't have a pandemic like shutting everything down. We had a lot of help. But in this world, you can't make it just on your own. There's a reason why we have all these tools and resources. That's the whole point, to be able to use them. And we make it hard for people to do that here. We shame people for things that a pandemic is not in my control. Last time I checked, I am not in charge of the pandemic. Neither are you. Ugh. Anywho, thank you for listening to my Michelle Jackson talk. I needed to get that off my chest because I'm still really angry about this. I'm angry because we're not doing right by people. It's not right. And I just feel like I need to keep bringing this up because there are a lot of people out there who are about to lose everything. And they worked hard and they don't deserve this. And it's just not right. So thank you so much for listening to the episode. If you would like to email me, feel free to email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. Like and subscribe to the show. Follow it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. And just, I hope that this episode makes you think about the language that you use too when we talk about this extra $600.